Blog Talk Radio.
Members all the way from my spine, all the way down to my toes. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful and magnificent God our Father. And oh my goodness, yes indeed, his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Holy Redeemer Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. I'm trying to tell y'all, he's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in, and we are living in God, and we live in pretty good. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire! The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because God is not a respectable person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For your spiritual consideration, nutrition, and refreshment, we will be embracing from the Word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3, where we read the prophet Moses is declaring the Word of God to the children of Israel. Moses reminds them of all that the Lord God's great provisions during their wilderness wandering, how they were fed manna from heaven for their sustenance physically. However, there is a bread from heaven that feeds our soul, which is indeed the very Word of God. I'm talking about every word needs to be consumed. The Bible declares that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we're going to talk about that, every word. And I am just happy and excited, y'all. My special guest is here, educator, empowerment speaker, business owner, as well as practitioner at Purpose for Wellness. And she is one of the co-hosts of a dynamic social media program, Brush Strokes, with so many other anointed women of God. She is on a panel discussion, and they just bring it. They bring it. They bring it. I've been their guest several times on Brush Strokes, and guess what? We're going to have the ladies of Brush Strokes come and be a part of this program. But right now, we have woman of God, author, woman of God, Valerie Stansel is here. She's going to share her testimony. She's going to talk about some spiritual principles. She's going to talk about health and wellness, and whatever else Holy Spirit God puts in the spirit to share, to bless us with, as she glorifies God with her words and with her life. And then later on in the broadcast, I have a young man that is former police officer. He is retired postal employee here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where yours truly is broadcasting, for Word of Inspiration. And he is a candidate for the First Ward City Council seat here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Man of God, my fellow church member at New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, pastored by none other than Derek Easter. Man of God, Danny L. Walker is here, and he's going to give us a word of inspiration. And he's going to talk about how it's so cool and good to have saved people in political places, in city government, state, and yes, nationwide. So listen, we've already had prayer. Call a family member. Call a friend. Call somebody that you know right now could use some good godly inspiration while we glorify God. And then I promise you, you are going to be blessed by this fire, fire, fire that we light. We are lighting that bad boy up right now. Holy Spirit God, thank you. Thank you for turning on the juice that's about to explode on the internet, as well as the radio airwaves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have your way.
Trust that God would do everything he said. Never doubt what he can do when you least expect it. He'll come through. Just believe his word is true. He says, speak to your mountain and it will be moved. Nothing is impossible if you can just believe. Oh, just believe that he can heal. There's no sickness or disease too big for him. When the hurt is too much to bear, he who holds your life is standing right there. Just believe the power in you. Speak life, there's a word inside of you.
Believe. The Bible requires that we exhibit just a mustard seed of faith. And you know that mustard seed, I've been told, and I've seen that little bitty seed, they say is probably one of the smallest seeds in existence. So God is saying, if you can just bring just that little bit of faith in me, I'll show you great and mighty things that I can do for you, to you, and through you. Thank you, woman of God, Keela Richardson, for starting this fire gospel experience off with so much inspiration. I feel like that she's kind of taking us behind the veil in a spirit of praise and worship. And we are so, so grateful for that spirit of praise and worship. You know, we get so tied up sometimes in our daily activities, and we'll just throw God a little praise here, a little praise there, but sometimes it's okay to just sit still, relax, and enjoy his beautiful presence and let the phone be on hold. We got messages. We got messages. We got voicemail. We can just pull off to ourselves every now and then and just enjoy God's presence with believing and trusting in him. My special guest, woman of God, Valerie Stansel, she will let you know that what she has been through will help you get through. After living through her own trials and setbacks, She knew her experiences were not only for her. That's why Valerie moves full steam ahead to fulfill her passion to educate, empower, inspire, and equip women to regain control of their lives and wellness so they can enjoy emotional, mental, and spiritual abundance. After completing her studies in health arts at the University of St. Francis, she continued to hone her craft by obtaining certifications as a holistic wellness coach, Omni Steam practitioner, Reiki master practitioner, etheric touch practitioner, and as a licensed massage therapist. Valerie is also a four-time best-selling author, international speaker, certified domestic violence advocate, and life coach. So it's no surprise that Valerie is the founder of Purpose for Wellness, a holistic wellness center, where she serves as an energy healer and Reiki master while providing a safe space for women to reconnect with their body and reignite vibrancy through Onyi, steaming, sound, harmonics, meditation, and self-care coaching. Her catchphrase, "Your wellness is my purpose," perfectly sums up her mission. Valerie has been interviewed on various podcasts such as Let's Talk, In Search of Me Now, Thursday Talk with Misha, Talks with Tanya, and A Ray of Hope, and Gospel Radio. She's a best-selling author, y'all, international speaker, domestic violence advocate, and contributing writer for Stay Focused magazine. Not one to rest on her laurels, Valerie is also the host of the Speak Up and Speak Loud talk show on Facebook with the PFC podcast on Anchor, the co-host of the Brushstrokes syndicated radio show. She has also spoken on domestic violence awareness panel and at various conferences and workshops, including We Believe You, SOS, Empower Her, Around the Table, and at the Rutgers School of Business as an entrepreneur. To connect or for her book, we will give you information on how we'll be discussing her books and how you can purchase those valuable books of literary treasure pieces. I'm sure and I'm certainly looking forward to my own particular copy of what this woman of God is bringing to this fire gospel experience. And it's certainly my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else this awesome, amazing woman of God. Valerie Stansel is here on Fire the Gospel Experience, y'all. She is here. Woman of God, Valerie Stansel, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
I am so good, Ron. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, as I sit here and listen to this prelude to your show, I was just in awe of the Holy Spirit and how he's moving. So
yes.
I know today is going to be a great conversation.
It is. Your dear friend and co-host, I was speaking to her just yesterday, as a matter of fact, and woman of God, Tanya Bankston, she says, "How was your show?" And I said, "Oh, it was good. And then she said, "Well, how did Valerie do?" I said, "Valerie's coming on tomorrow." And we just bust out laughing because she is just so full of anticipation. I love how you ladies support one another. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about as we continue on with this conversation, about the beauty of sisterhood, because no one sticks together like women do. There are so many components about connectivity and brotherhood that men could learn from women on how y'all relate. It's not always cat fighting with you sisters. I know y'all have issues sometimes, but that's just a lack of immaturity. That's just, you know, where some sisters have not grown up to appreciate other sisters. But overall, ladies, Stansel, I adore the fact of your sister could be wrong. But what I love about y'all is that if I'm with this sister, even if she wrong, I'm still going to stick with her, and then we'll work out what the problem was later. But right now, I ain't going to let nobody mistreat her. I ain't going to let nobody dog her. I ain't going to let y'all talk about her. So, you know, y'all step back off my sisters. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, woman of God?
Wow. I am just in awe of God and all that he has for me. You know, because sometimes, you know, life is rude and disrespectful, and, you know, we all go through it, but you are the game changer. You control your destiny. And as I walk through these different journeys with God and these different trials and tribulations, I learned that all of that was for now. It was for my purpose. You know, as you said in my bio, you know, God gave me the wherewithal that I am to empower, inspire, educate, and equip women to be all that they can be, even when they think that they can't, you know, not to give up on themselves, but to invest. And, you know, talking about, you know, the women that I'm with on the Brushstrokes show and women in general, what women have to learn and to learn to embrace is that we are not here to compete with one another. We are here to complete you. You know, and that's where women have to get to that point in life.
That is so true, woman of God. How did you, were there any, there had to be some prominent events. Let me just get it on out. What were some of the prominent events that led you to this urgency that you felt? Once, I think maybe your first initial connections with sisters kind of pulled you into that direction. Can you talk about when you first discovered that, you know what, I need to move into this direction where I can be an impactful person in the life of sisters based upon what I've gone through in your own life?
Yes, absolutely. You know, for 14 years, I took care of my husband. My husband had a rare lung disease. He was given up to 3 years to live. And, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you, you know, grasp that and move on with your life knowing that at any time, you know, the love of your life could be gone? You know, you could wake up, he could be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, many times I ask God why. And, you know, like I said, they gave him up to three years to live. My husband lived for 14 years. And in that journey of the 14 years, you know, I would often ask God, you know, why did you allow this to happen? You know, why? What if? How come? You know, how can I change this? What can I do? And he never answered me. But in the end, you know, when he, you know, passed away, God showed me that those 14 years were for such a time as this right now, to be able to share my journey, share my experiences with women. And in that discovery, I also discovered that, you know, this depression and this, you know, low self-esteem didn't happen from that situation. You know, when you look back and examine your life, you look back and you see things that, oh, this is why I acted that way. This is why I acted this way.
Yeah.
So it all started from my childhood. So I had to work on that.
Okay, I got you. It's interesting that you say that, because I've heard this expression. Have I shared this many times, but it's always appropriate when I do share it. I've heard the expression that my pain brought me purpose, and I'm sure you've heard that before. But I had a young lady, a special guest on my show. Her name is Minister Shamika Banks. I always want to make sure I call her name. I'll give her credit, because she completed what I found to be a spiritual equation. That was good, but I didn't realize that there was icing on the cake for that saying, that my pain brought me purpose, until Shamika Banks, she finished it for me. Lady Valerie, she said, my pain gave me purpose, and my purpose gave me power. Oh, thank you. Now I can rest with all of the painful incidents in my life, because God was allowing the pain to develop in us a purpose. And then God was saying, that's all I wanted. I wanted you to be aware and catch your purpose And I had to let you endure a certain amount of pain so that that purpose can be formulated in your spirit and in your soul, and you will follow that destiny that God created for us. Isn't the mind and architecture of God amazing? Because you and I would never choose a path like that. But God says in the end, there's going to be rewards. There's going to be a fundamental understanding about why you were created once you come out. I was going to say once you come out, but once God brings us out of that pain into the beauty of the light of the revelation of who we are, then we receive power. Lord Jesus.
Absolutely. That is powerful within itself, because, you know, once you do realize your power, I mean your purpose, and you walk in it and you see how you're able to, you know, help other women, you find your power in that. You know, when you thought that you weren't this and you weren't that, when God takes you through it and you get to the other side, that power, that purpose does turn into power. But the power that you need to be able to help another woman, you know, do her transition through different life events, because there's many. And each of us, you know, none of us have, you know, any ownness or autonomy on situations. But the situations, we need to embrace them so that we can turn that around and help another woman walk that journey. And, you know, I know you've heard it. I've heard it several times, you know, like why, you know, go through it when you can buy the book. You know, if I've already been through it, come to me and I'll help you walk through it. Just like my thing says, what I've been through will help you get through it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That is so true. We were talking before the broadcast, woman of God, about how much I appreciate you people of God that have ascertained a great deal of wealth of wisdom and knowledge from the different seasons and circumstances in our life. And there is a scripture verse that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I made a comment to you. I said that, you know, we are living in a world right now where knowledge is so diluted. And then there is a knowledge that is just earthbound. And so it's limited by its own very nature. And it seems like people are discouraged from some people, many people, because the Bible says that there is a wide road that many go after. They're being deceived by knowledge that really does not exist. It says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, God says. And so how is it that those of us that have been blessed to have a relationship with God and ascertain a certain amount of knowledge as we continue to learn, because we never stop learning. There's way more knowledge in our lifetime that we'll be able to get to. How do we go about the business of making what we know known without coming off as arrogant or know-it-all? Because, you know, people are so defensive when we're just trying to share truth. What would you suggest?
You know, in that arena, sometimes you have to sit back and listen and observe, and then, you know, go in and talk to the person. You know, sometimes we're listening not to listen. We're just listening to hear and not move forward. You need to listen so that you are hearing any pain, any issues, any circumstances that the people may be going through. And especially in this time, you know, everybody's, you know, trying to adapt to this new normal that, you know, we all have had to change, and finding it very hard to do because we want to go back to the old ways. But I feel as though God is just, you know, for all those people that wanted to go down this wide path, you know, he let you go down there for a little bit, but now he's trying to bring y'all back to reality. And some of us are kicking and screaming doing it, and some of us are going willingly. And I feel to have, you know, we have to show ourselves, you know, and when I say show ourselves as the experts, I mean show people that, look, this is what happened to me. This is what I went through, and this was meant to destroy me. But look how God turned that around. Just like it says in Jeremiah 29:11, he has a plan for us, a purpose, to take us to an expected end, not to harm us, but to help us. So I feel as though that help us that he has given me is the help us that everybody else needs. So that's what I'm supposed to disseminate out to the women of God that he puts in my life. So that's what I feel is lacking and what people need to do and be able to embrace and hear us not as being bodacious about our wisdom and our knowledge, but to understand that what we're talking about, we've been through it. We've been in the valley, you know.
Yeah.
And we want to show you how to be victorious, not to think you got to stay in that valley.
Right. I'm going to say this. I was going through a very difficult time and season in my life, very dark, distressing days. And God took me to a place in a room of people that were wiser than me because they had already gone through what I was going through, and they shared wisdom and knowledge that has actually just emboldened and fortified my life against my own thinking, which at that point in time I knew was out of whack and ill-balanced. And there is some literature that they showed me. They said that in the process of sharing knowledge with others, we can find our own remedies and solutions. So it's sort of like a self-perpetuating process that when we decide to open ourselves up and share with other people, what we'll hear sharing with other people will sometimes be the very thing that we needed for ourselves. Isn't that like God? Isn't that how spiritual wisdom works?
And it's exactly how spiritual wisdom works. And that is, you know, I'm sitting here smiling like, God, you are so amazing. And, you know, and talking to all this, you know, that's what my latest book is called, about breaking the silence. You know, and until you break that silence, will you be able to heal from whatever is going on? You know, and like I said, you know, life takes us on many journeys, some pleasant and some not. But, you know, different emotions and traumas cause us to become silent. You know, we want to suppress that pain and keep it in. But when we speak up and speak loud and tell our story, that is the beginning of the healing process. And that's where you want to get.
Yeah.
You want to get to that place where you are going to break that silence, because I'm done, you know, walking around with this mask on, with this facade, like everything is fine, and you know that it's not. So break that silence. You can't heal in secret. You can't heal what you won't reveal. So you have to speak up and break that silence.
That's good. So what would you say is the biggest culprit behind us keeping these secrets, even though we know that keeping these secrets are somehow causing us some sort of detriment? Is it fear? Insecurity? Are we afraid that if we open ourselves up, that people are going to use this information against us?
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, a lot of things, you know, I can speak from my own experience of, you know, sheer embarrassment, you know, feel like you would be humiliated. So you have to be psychologically ready to be able to know that people are going to look at you differently. You know, but one of my things that I say every time I'm on someone's show, because God just makes it happen this way, authenticity and transparency wins every time. You know, people want to hear your story because they might look up to you. You know, they might look up to Ron, oh my God, he's a mighty man of God. You know, he does this, he does that. But do they know that this happened to Ron? And he's willing to talk about it. And then, you know what, that happened to me too. So if it happened to him and he's successful, it can happen to me and I can be successful. God is no respecter of person.
That's right.
You know, what he has for you, he also has for me, but in different scenarios, different, you know, ways. But he has a plan for each of us. So you have to not want to suppress it because, you know, you know, people of color, this is one of the things they say all the time. What goes on in this house stays in this house. And when that goes on in that house,
yeah,
so does your bondage stay there. So you want to set yourself free, so you have to speak up.
One of the things that I think many of us overlook and may not even realize, Lady Valerie, is that mutual identification that you just spoke on. When you hear someone else sharing some of your story is a strong motivation to overcome any apprehensions, any fear. I may get talked about, but guess what? I also have the opportunity to be set free from this vibration, from this spirit, from this mental bondage that is really holding me back from enjoying full life that God intends us to. We have got to get to a point where we either going to trust God or we going to suffer the consequences, Lady Valerie. And what I mean by that fully is that we're not on this journey on our own. I had to learn to pray and say, God, I'm praying that you will send the right people to me or send me to the right people, and then watch it happen. This is where God steps in. He wants to. So how is it that you spoke about your book, Breaking the Silence? What's the first step to being able to come out of this bondage of silence that's inhibiting us? What would you say is the first most crucial step to breaking the silence? You can go ahead and reference your book if you want to, or you wrote it, so I know you can share about it.
Well, one of the things that I, you know, one of the first things that I did was look in the mirror and ask myself, is this who you really are? You know, because we want to go around with, you know, this mask on, acting like we're this and we're that, but so many things trigger us. And are you ready to tell your story? Are you ready to, you know, speak up about what you've been silent about? Because you know what's going on in your life. You know what secrets you have. You know what, you know, who will listen to the secrets without judgment. You know, what problems do you have? What traumas do you need to reveal? You know, those are all things that you need to ask yourself to help you to be able to speak up. And then what tools are you going to use to help you with that situation? Are you going to, you know, get a coach like myself to help you? Are you going to go to a mental therapist? Because, you know, people have to come to the understanding that they realize that it's okay to not be okay, and it's even better to go get help. So those things that trigger you, those things that take you back to that time in your life, until you are healed from that, every time that situation arises, whenever that happens, it takes you right back to that point. You know, it takes you right back to when you were 12 years old and that situation happened.
Oh,
or you
God.
Were 35 years old and that situation happened. But you can't keep it in. You have to be willing to be authentic and transparent with yourself first.
Amen. I've heard it said, and I believe it's true, woman of God, Valerie, that you can't heal what you won't reveal. So
absolutely,
I think what we have to do is admit that we're afraid. And if you can't find nobody in a physical body, a friend, a family member, a coworker, or a church member, pray and say to God, just so that we can open up some ventilation in our own minds and spirits and say, I'm afraid, God, I don't want this fear to ruin me and run me, and I need some help.
Absolutely.
That's a big step.
And
a lot of people are just stuck.
Very big step. You know, and again, that's being authentic and transparent, as we, you know, talked about previously, you know. But you have to, you know, you have to come to that realization within yourself. You know, not what this one said or what that one said or what, you know, you should do this or you should do it that way. What is God telling you? You know, if you don't know where to start, that's the perfect place to start.
I love it. I love it. If any man lacks wisdom, James 1:5, let him ask of God, who will give liberally and upbraideth not. We're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, with my special guest, woman of God, author, empowerment speaker, business owner, and practitioner at Purpose for Wellness, and educator as well. She is gifted and blessed to do some powerful things, and she's sharing some beautiful things with us. When we come back from the music break, we're going to get our praise on with man of God, Ernest Billups. He's going to sing about going through it all and how God takes us through it all. We're going to talk a little bit more about some other things that this woman of God has written in her book, Breaking the Silence. And then we're probably going to talk a little bit about what led her to get into these holistic remedies and processes, and how she has found them to be, if not more successful than maybe routine medicine and prescriptions, on certainly how her holistic approaches and processes will certainly complement anything that modern medicine has. Because I believe that God has made it all, and he's made it all available for us. So we are going to just pick her brain, and we are going to be blessed with better understanding as she shares with us some things that we just know are going to just be a blessing in our life. You are tuned in, yes, to Fire, the Gospel Experience, and we are here to be nothing but a blessing to you as God takes us through it all. Come on, man of God, in this belt.
Can depend on you through it all. I've learned to trust in you. No matter what I'm going through it all, I will worship you.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed, Fire, the gospel experience. As you can see, we are just enjoying a spirit of praise and worship. We are just relaxing in our spirits and giving God thanks and praising him right here on this Fire Gospel Experience with man of God, Ernest Phillips. Taking us through it all is what our God does. And woman of God, Lady Valerie, we were talking about your book, Breaking the Silence and Overcoming the Fear and Embarrassment of It. And what other things that are really prominent from your book that you wanted to share about breaking the silence?
One of the things I wanted to say is, you know, sometimes we feel that suppressing things, if no one knows, gives us a false sense that we are, you know, that you're in control. You have to be able to identify the situation so it offers a different level of power. You know, you have to name the thing, acknowledge what happened to you, and then start to talk about it. You know, healing comes from your acknowledgement. And, you know, so many people want to, you know, like I said before, do the, you know, what goes on stage here, but if you're suppressing your emotional issues thinking this will eliminate them, let me tell you, it will not. It has been my experience when you try to hide your problems, you only end up perpetuating the situation. You know, because trauma has a way of sneaking up and making itself known.
They say that certain things only grow in the dark, and I think that silence and fear and intrepidation, those are some of the things that the more that we hide them, the more strength that they gain over us.
Exactly. And the easier it is for the enemy to work with you. You know, like you want to, you know, stay alone and you know, stay bound up in your issues. And then he just, you know, you get all in your head because he gets in your head. You know, so you want, you know, you don't want those triggers to consume you and your emotions. You can't hide from your feelings. You know, sometimes, you know, like I said, trauma has a way of sneaking out and making itself known. It's like weeds. It will find all the cracks, all the crevices, and rise up until it has been taken over by our emotions, and you have to stop it.
Yes, amen. That is just so true. And it just causes us to want to strive to do more, to be more. And it's not an easy journey. It's not an easy journey, but no one says it is. That's why God has instituted church fellowship, because when you were speaking about fear and intrepidation and embarrassment, I heard Holy Spirit God say that's why some people will believe that they don't need to go to church. And I never really thought about it, but the motivation is because I have gotten into such a mental state of isolation, and I have set such deep boundaries between me and other people. It's based upon fear. So I don't want to go to church because I don't want to fall under people's observations. I don't want to fall under people's opinion. And then the devil will say, well, you know, they're just a bunch of fake people anyway, and I don't need to go to church to worship God. And they're correct. But what they don't realize, woman of God, is you can't stay home and be obedient to God, because he says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some have. And people don't understand that the gifts that God gave us was not for our own personal benefit. He gave us gifts so that we can be a blessing to other believers.
Absolutely. And I think that is so true, because, you know, when you're in isolation and you allow the enemy to work, he can change the entire narrative for you, you know, to give you self-doubt,
exactly.
You know, low self-esteem, no self-worth, you know, and the people in the church, they're not going to help me. They don't, you know, but to me, you know, to me, church is not about the people. It's about the people in where God wants me to be with these people, the people that he wants in my life to help me. You know, and that's where we fall short. You know, look at the people that God is putting in your life. You know, you ask for, you know, God to help you, but, you know, well, it didn't come in the package I wanted. It didn't look like I thought it was going to look. You asked him for help.
Right,
you didn't
right.
ask him for a certain this or that. Believe that he sent it and move on with it. You know, we've got to stop looking for these big, you know, glorious packages, you know, that we want. God sometimes will give us what we need. And I mean, he always gives us what we need. You know, it's not what we want, it's what we need. And, you know, sometimes we have to look at the package for what it's worth and see, oh, he did send it. You know, I thought it was going to be, you know, all glamorous and it's going to be like gold-plated or, you know, this or that. Nope, he just sent it a little brown box, you know, wrapped in brown paper, and what was in there was awesome. But you said, you know what, I'm sorry, no, you can return that. Because it's not what I thought that God was sending.
One of the things that I've noticed, and I have to tell you, I think I've stopped watching daily news over probably 20 years ago because it was so depressing, is that you spoke about that the enemy will create the narrative for us mentally when we isolate. He has more control over us. And the Bible tells us, Lady Valerie, that we are not to be ignorant of the devil's devices. We need to understand that the media and so much that goes on in this world, they said that good news, they said that bad news will travel across town before good news can get out of the bed. And I believe that's true. We live in a society that has become accustomed and gained an appetite for negativity. When we watch the news, they find the worst murders, wars, devastation, natural disasters, diseases, and you just get bombarded with so much negativity. We have become accustomed so much to it now that we have acquired a taste for it. And we have to, like, I understand now why Jesus said, why the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, because all that negativity will put a heavy burden on our spirits.
You ain't said nothing but a mouthful. And, you know, it does seem like people are starting to gravitate toward that negativity and accept it and receive it. And it's like, oh, that's just the way it is. You know, no, that's not the way it is. That's not how God intended it. That's how the enemy intended it. And because we have been so complacent with things that are against what God believes, you know, one thing, you know, with the homosexual lifestyle, you know, that's okay with everybody. That's okay with everyone. It is not okay. You know,
I know
and
it's
you're just,
not.
Oh, well, you know.
And no, it's not okay, woman of God. And they will try to bash us and put us in negative life when all we're doing, they say, oh, you're just judging. No, we're not judging. What we're doing is we're declaring what God has already judged. It's not that we hate the person. God, I personally think it is perverted, okay? But that doesn't mean I'm going to ostracize you, I'm going to be mean or ugly to you.
Exactly.
It's just that your lifestyle, I know, is not pleasing to God, and it can condemn you to consequences on earth as well as eternally speaking. That's what the Bible says. And I'm glad you brought that up because it is the truth.
I mean, you see it everywhere. You see commercials on it, about it. People are very much more out in public, and it's accepted.
Yeah.
You know, even some churches, you know, they have gay, you know, ministers, preachers, you know, whatever.
I know.
You know, depends on, you know, their religious background. But I'm looking at these people, and I'm like, where did you read that? Where does it say that in the Bible?
No. Mm-mm.
You know, because you know how people can interpret the words to make it work for them.
Exactly. And I want my listeners to be aware of, over in Canada, it has already been a law considered to be a hate crime to publicly speak out against homosexuality that they are pushing hard to make legal over in the United States of America. So if a minister, mm-hmm. a preacher, somebody publicly denounces homosexuality, it will be a law that is broken. We need to be aware of these things because the enemy wants to gain more territory, and it's no coincidence that a lot of homosexual people are pursuing political careers so that they can mm-hmm. force their lifestyle on us. And see, that's what they're not understanding. It's not so much that we want to bash you. God has said, no, this is not appropriate behavior for men and women. But you all are trying to force us to, I'm saying homosexual people and the homosexual gender is trying to force us legally to accept their lifestyle, which we cannot do. I want mm-hmm. to change gears real quick here. We were talking about the negativity. Do you know, woman of God, that it's so difficult for me now to find a movie that's acceptable to me? First of all, there's so much violence in it. They have these special effects now where blood splatters across the screen. I don't watch horror movies because I ain't scared, and it only glorifies mm-hmm. demonic forces to make them look like they're more powerful than God and good. And then there's sex and there is profanity. So they got me watching Perry Mason and Gunsmoke.
Or the Cooking Channel.
I got to find something on this thing. Yeah, yeah. So that's just the world we're living in, woman of God. Yeah. That's the world we're living in, woman of God. But listen, before we get out of here, I do want you to discuss a little bit about your other book where you talk about domestic violence.
Yes, I have another book called Knight in Rusted Armor, Mistaken Identity, because, you know, we as women are always looking for that knight in shining armor, but you also have to be cognizant of that knight in rusted armor, you know, and know those red flags and know all the things that say warning and not to perceive with, you know, caution, thinking it's a yellow flag, but you know, looking at, you know, mm-hmm. the situation, looking at, you know, the things that you said, a lot of people are doing online dating. What are you saying to them? What kind of information are you giving them? They glean information from you. You give them every tool that they need, you know, to put you through that. And, you know, I can say that because I did that, you know, and that's how I got in to a domestic violence situation, you know, after being, you know, my husband had passed after 5 years. I decided I wanted to date. So I'm really busy. So I said, well, mm-hmm. online is easy. I can just sit here and look at people and pick somebody. But, you know, so I gave him all the information he needed, and that's what he used against me. And we have to be women of God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to think about what you are saying to these people when you meet them. Give them very little information.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this, that I've never understood how a man could even consider putting his hands on a woman in a violent way, particularly someone that he's supposed to be in relationship with, particularly someone that he's declaring love them, that may even be the mother of his children. See, to me, not only is that a sick mind, but what people fail to realize, Lady Valerie, is that when there is no relationship with God, there's no other protection against the declining thoughts of man and demonic influences. People don't understand, when someone picks up a weapon and goes to a grocery store with intent on killing people, that's not just mental illness. That is demonic influence. Because the Bible has declared that Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And people need to stop thinking that Satan is just a figment of our imagination, that he's some sort of imp in a red suit with a pointy tail and a pitchfork. No, the Bible declares that this was one of the greatest angels in heaven at one time.
Yes.
And he decided he wanted to sit in God's throne. the most beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I understand that he led the choir, the heavenly choir as well. Mm-hmm. So he was gifted, mm-hmm. he was beautiful, and he comes in ways that we least expect it. And without a spiritual connection with God, we are cut off from the resourceful knowledge that we need to be able to defend ourselves. Woman of God, listen, I'm looking forward to continue this kingdom collaboration. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I am certainly looking forward to have you come back, because there's so much more I'm sure that we will have a wonderful spiritual discussion about. So in the case that my listeners have heard you share so much, we didn't even get into the holistic therapies that you do, so we're going to have you come back and tell us a little bit more about that. But mm-hmm. there's going to be some people, churches, that are going to have Women's Day. They're going to have revivals. They're going to have different programs. They're going to hit this broadcast, and they're going to want you to be a part of what they're doing. Is there a contact number or website that you can be reached in case someone wants to invite you to come to where they are and be a part of their program? And I certainly want you to share all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue following you on social media. And certainly, where can your books be purchased?
Yes, you can purchase my books. You can contact me. I would love to come and speak at any one of your events, a women's conference, a women's tea, whatever you may have. You can contact me at Valerie@purposeforwellness.com. My Facebook page is Purpose for Wellness. I also have a Speak Up, Speak Loud page, which is my online talk show. You can contact me at 856-287-7227.
Amen. And what about your books? Where can we get these amazing books?
These books you can purchase from me. You can purchase my books again by going through Valerie@purposeforwellness.com. And right now, for your radio listeners, I have my new book, Breaking the Silence, Remove the Mask and Heal, and Knight in Rusted Armor, Mistaken Identity, 2 for $35. It's, I think they're like $40-some, $47 and
what?
Change. So it's $35
okay.
For two books.
Hey, man, y'all better get on that, because I'm telling you, with the way things is going, boy, we're trying to take advantage of all of the price breaks and discounts that we get our hands on, Lady Valerie. What about your social media contacts? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
Facebook on IG, at Purpose for Wellness. And again, Facebook, Purpose for Wellness, and Speak Up and Speak Loud. If anyone is interested in being on my show, we are ready to hear you. You know, we hold space for you to release those thoughts, those words, hurts, and traumas and victories, you know, because your story somebody wants to hear. So, you know, contact me again.
Amen.
At Valerie@purposeforwellness.com.
Amen. Woman of God, you have blessed us, and I am so encouraged to hearing more about this awesome work that you do, the healing ministry, because so many of us are carrying burdens and pains and have not found a way to be free from them. I'm just looking forward to you sharing more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from a spiritual perspective, as God has brought you through so many seasons in life that have crowned your head with wisdom and knowledge to be such a helper in healing ministries. I thank you. I pray God will continue to bless you, keep you, and cover you. Looking forward to continued kingdom collaboration with you, woman of God, Valerie Stansel. Thank you for joining us on Fire, the Gospel Experience. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron. This was a really great experience and a great conversation. Looking forward to more time spending with you.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to make it happen, sister girl. You can count on that. Woman of God, Valerie Stansel, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Lord have mercy. We need some understanding, woman of God. She's going to come back, y'all. Don't y'all worry. She's going to tell us about her holistic research and practices and remedies to help us, because, boy, I'm telling you, we all can use a little massage, a little therapy. It's all about self-care. It's about taking care of ourselves. And guess what? The better we take care of ourselves, you know what? We'll be better fit and qualified, ready, willing, and able to be able to take care of somebody else. That's the whole idea of Christian love. When the world sees how we take care, provide, and show that agape love, which ain't nothing but I'm trying to just give you my best with no strings attached for your good, that's when the world starts coming to God, to the church, because they see it's a real thing. It's not a figment of our imagination. It's us relating with our God and us relating with our God with other people. Here's woman of God, Kanate, and she's singing about have my all. Come on, Lady Kanate, because I want God to have my all, because guess what? He gave me his all. Amen. Goes right there.
La, 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 la. On my mind, between all these signs, and by the end of time, seems like it's near. So I'm grateful that you saved my soul, and my life is in your control. For you've been mine since the start of time, but this you already know.
Me the privilege of having it. All I'm doing is making it available back to you Holy God, sounds of Woman of God, Nate, on this Fire Gospel Experience, singing about having my all. Don't you know the greatest gift, the greatest sacrifice that we can give God is not our material things? No, it's not our money. What? I know that shocked some of y'all. It is us. The Bible declares what God wants is everything that we are, mind, body, and soul. He said that way back in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy when the children of Israel were wandering in the desert. Moses told the children of Israel, this is what God wants most of all. God don't need our money. The Bible declares that the cattle of 1,000 hills, all the silver and gold is his. God is saying that I want to give you all opportunities to invest in my kingdom. God don't need it. He's just giving us the opportunity to be a participant. And then speaking of being a participant, this is the hour for Word of Inspiration, where you gifted people of purpose, of prominence, and positions in your destiny are called to come to this Fire Gospel Experience and share some words of inspiration, exhortation, and exoneration that's going to bless us, that's going to give us some spiritual insight and some more courage for the fight, because we're in spiritual battle. And my special guest is here. He is a former police officer for the city of Pine Bluff, where yours truly is broadcasting, as well as a retired postal employee. He is a man of God, but he is also a candidate for the first ward city council seat here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He's a saved man with political aspirations, and I ain't mad at him. Some people be talking about shouldn't mix church and politics. I'm saying, man, we need to get some showing of saved people up in some of these politics, because if y'all ain't figured it out, the devil got people up in them politics. So what's wrong with us balancing out those dark decisions that's made against us and get some saved people in there and shine some light up in there, up in there. So without any further ado, word of inspiration from man of God. He is here, Danny L. Walker, to bless us with word of inspiration and everything else that's going to go with it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Good brother, and yes, my church member over there at New Saint Hurricane, pastored by none other than Derek Easter. Welcome to Fire the Gospel.
Hey, Spirit,
man of God, Danny Walker. How you doing? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Brother Jefferson. Glad to be here. Good to see you.
Amen. So listen, man, we got a few things to talk about, and we're going to make this impactful with the time that we have. But what we want you to do first is, by this being a Christian spiritual platform, we want you to share with us something spiritual that's in your spirit that keeps a man like yourself up and flowing and moving forward. And then we're going to talk a little bit about this aspiration that you have to be a city politician here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. So I'm passing you the microphone and the platform so that you can share whatever good thing God has given you to share. My good brother, go right ahead.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people talk, when they talk about messages, I'm going to say political, I'm sorry. When they talk about biblical messages, the first thing that the scripture comes in mind is John 3:16. And my favorite scripture is John 1:1, which is that okay. From the beginning, we have heard and seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word.
Come on.
Of life. And so that thing in context is that in the beginning, it was God. God was the Word. And what I just said was that, depending on which biblical version you were reading. And that's the word, the world that we live in right now.
Amen. That is the word we're living in right now, good brother. You're so correct. You are so right about that. Amen. You can't go wrong when you bring in the word of God with you. And I have no doubt that as the future first ward alderman for Pine Bluff, Arkansas, you're going to continue to take that spiritual mindset with you when you're sitting up in those chamber halls and having these meetings and trying to get some things done. So a lot of people seem to feel like, you know, you're not supposed to mix church and politics, but as I already stated, I don't see no harm in having some saved folk in there so that they can be representative, true representative of the people and not be up in there with those hidden agendas. What do you say, good brother? Tell us about why you feel a man of God such as yourself would be a very viable candidate to get into city politics here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Lord knows we need some good council people up in there.
Well, for one, if you really looked at it, Ron, I always call you Brother Devil, but if you really at it, okay, they talk about youth programming and different stuff like that. Of course, you know I've been active in the summer youth program at New St. Hurricane, and I just sponsored two young people to go to Philander Smith College.
Amen.
For that program that they have up there for a week. I don't know if you were aware of that or not. But
no, sir,
so
that's
when
excellent.
And you know what, this is money I'm putting out. And so when you look at the youth, I think that the churches, the city council itself cannot really get involved in that portion of helping with upbringing of our youth. But the churches need to do more to me as far as reaching out with that New St. Hurricane. They're infamous and famous for doing that, reaching out to young people. But a lot of other churches, I encourage them to reach out to our young people and to try to encourage them as far as programs and different stuff like that. But as far as the city itself, I've sat back and I've watched and I've watched the process, I've watched the development, and I've watched the decline of this city. And it's a lot of work to be done, and it needs to be done, because time is literally running out in the city of Pine Bluff, and I think the people know it. I mean, they're looking for improvements in the streets, in the lighting, public safety, which of course with me being an ex-police officer, I'm real familiar with that process of it, as far as community engagement and patrolling the streets, and we need to have more qualified officers. I have programs that I plan on putting in place to hire and retain officers. And so it's going to be a process, but it's a lot of work that needs to start, and it has to start now. This election cycle is really, really important. And so people need to, I really encourage them to get out and vote, because if you don't have the right people in place now, in the next 4 years, there's no telling where we're going.
It's going to be a mess if we don't get the right people in there in the proper place and position for our city. We're all going to pay a price. Now, here's the question. People are going to say, well, Brother Walker, I hear you talking, and it seems like politicians know exactly what to say. It seems like politicians know what the issues are, but how do we know? How can we have confidence that once you get our vote and you get in that office, how are we going to have confidence that you'll be able to keep your campaign promises? Once you get in there, you might find out it's a bed of snakes up in there, and you find out you may not be able to do everything that you thought you would. It's one thing to be on the outside, but once you get on the inside and find out the inner workings of how things are set up, then it might be a different story. What would you say to somebody that will want to have some reassurance about what you promised to do before you get in office? What would you say, Brother Walker?
Well, I would put that like this, and I can answer that question real bluntly, is that in the 70s, my dad was on the city council. He was the first African-American to run for mayor in the city of Pine Bluff. And I was in my team. I mean, I was a youngster back then, helping put out political science. And so I have watched this process grow all of my life up until I was an adult. My mother, Miss Thelma Walker, was on the city council. And a lot of people in Pine Bluff are familiar with the work, the good work that both of them done over the years. And so I have watched this process. And so my word is my bond, because I think people are smart enough to have trust that, hey, he came from a good family. They know my parents. They know my background. And so I believe that they have trust that, and they know that I'm acceptable, that I'm dependable.
Amen.
That, hey, we can call him just like they call my parents, and he'll get right on top of it.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this before I let you get out of here, man of God. What would you say would be the first thing on your agenda that you need to address here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, as the new first ward alderman for the city of Pine Bluff?
Well, I would say the public, well, you actually have two things at the top of the agenda. We need to clean the city up, but I would say before that, we need I didn't mean to put you on the spot when I said that, but
you're telling the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Because we need to have more ordinances and zoning in place, and but one of the things that we really need to focus on is our public safety issue. Because if we don't clean the city up, if we don't clean it up, if we don't resolve this public safety issue, we're not going to attract new businesses. We're not going to attract new jobs. And so we have to start there. That has to be at the very top.
I agree.
That has
I
to
agree.
Be at the very top of the agenda. And I don't, my thing is, the elected officials that's already elected, I think some of them know that, but I think that they're looking for somebody energetic to just get in there and just, you know, give them a hand and push it through.
Yeah. Well, I know you shared some of your history that I was not aware of with your family and your deep political attachment and tradition with your family. Let me share something with you. That you may not be aware of. If you recall, I think about a few years ago, recall those green signs that had the quotes on them in certain areas in Pine Bluff? You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, but I can't remember what the quote was.
No. The reason I'm saying that is because for 3 years, I was the one that went to Quick Copy Printing and had those quotes enlarged, and I took old campaign stands and had them in various areas over the city of Pine Bluff. That was me. And that was a program that I called Pride Bluff, because certain entities
they want to
label us Crime Bluff. There is crime here, and I am happy to have people such as yourself that is looking forward to taking our city back, to make it safe, so the criminals will know this is not going to be a stop, a rest over, or a haven for their criminal activities. And for these people that insist on littering up our city, like you said, we need to have some sort of litter police out there and start fining people. And I promise you, when we clean our city up from criminal behavior, when we clean our city up from trash, making me sound like I'm trying to run for political office, but I'm not. All I'm here to do is do my part as a citizen. Businesses will come, and then we will have a city that we're living in that we will be proud of, good brother. I just want to thank you. I'm praying for God to give you more success, and I'm looking forward to hearing the celebration about how God is moving you forward. Amen.
Well, one thing about it, though, I've given God all the glory from the very beginning. I prayed about it.
Amen.
And asked him to help move me forward. Of course, you know, we've had several political debates with the NAACP, the Chamber of Commerce. We had the Delta Black and so forth. And,
yes, sir.
It's funny because I was telling a lady at church today that I had set up there and wrote out speeches or a note on what I wanted to say. And it was funny because I switched notebooks, put a new pad in there, and I forgot the note. So I always pray once I get out and get dressed and all of that. For God to give
absolutely
me the words to say and the words to say.
Amen.
But when I got to one of the events, I opened my notebook up and I didn't have the stuff I had stayed up the night before trying to write down. And I just prayed God, let it flow. And everybody was there. It was like I never wrote another note down.
Amen. Well, listen, good brother, we are looking forward, good brother, to watching God continue to move in your life. Is there a contact number in case somebody wants to try to be a volunteer for your campaign? I know we got two more days of campaigning to go. Is there a contact number where you can be reached?
Yes, sir, it is. It's Danny Walker, of course, candidate for First Ward Alderman. The number is 870-510-4419. That's again, 870-510-4419.
Amen. Listen, man of God, we're going to pray God continue to cover you, keep you, and grant you great success in all of your endeavors, man. Keep praying, and keep us in your prayers as well, good brother. Appreciate you joining us on Fire to Gospel Experience. Thank you.
We'll do that, and God bless you and the city of Pine Bluff as well.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. Praying for one another. Man of God, former police officer, retired postal employee, and First Ward City Council candidate, man of God, Danny L. Walker, was here on Fire to Gospel Experience. So whoever y'all decide to vote for, get out there and vote. Vote, vote, vote. Yeah. Amen, amen. We don't mind tipping our hat when it comes to things that need to be discussed and talked about. I am not the one that is afraid to talk about certain subjects, as you all know by now. Politics is part of our lifestyle, so it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to use that vote that our slave ancestors, our slave forefathers and slave foremothers were denied. It was illegal for our patriarchs and matriarchs to vote. We have a responsibility now to do what they were not able to do. That's why whenever I go to vote in those polls, I take my ancestors with me spiritually. They are smiling, looking at us because we are being responsible with the privileges that we have. Get out there Super Tuesday, May the 24th, and vote, vote, vote. Yours truly, I've already voted. I always vote early because I ain't trying to just wait till the last minute on something that's important. You're tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. And here is man of God, Paul Bill Jr., sending me new music. And he wants to let us know that whatever you're doing, working, voting, going to school, you need to always make more room for God. That means let him in. Let him in.
There is healing in the room with you, and there is breakthrough in the room with you, and there is power in the room with you. So come on in the room, come on in the room. Help me sing it out.
There is freedom in the room with you.
There is safety.
There is safety in the room.
There is breakthrough. Come on, let's move with it.
There is breakthrough in the room with you.
There is power.
There is power in the room with you.
So come on in the room.
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 There is freedom right now. Let's say.
There is freedom in the room with you.
There is safety right now. Let's say.
There is safety in the room with you.
Come on in the room.
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 We need your healing.
We need your healing.
We need your breakthrough, Jesus.
We need your breakthrough.
We need your power.
We need your power.
So come on in the room.
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 Let's take it back real quick. Let's go.
And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with my brother, Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my ministry of positive mental health support and awareness will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. And for more inspiration, you can tune in to the Lakeisha Mosley Show on Positive Power XSI at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Monday night. You can also find me on my website, LakeishaMosley.com. Keep in tune and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about FIRE on this station. It's about kingdom building.
worthy, y'all. He's worthy.
God, Kalandra Gant here, getting her gospel jazz praise on this Fire Gospel Experience. Just jazzing it up a little bit. Y'all know how we do on this Fire Gospel Experience. We give you all the various blends and genres of gospel music to give God our just due praise. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration, refreshment, and nutrition from the book of Deuteronomy. Chapters 8 and verse 3, we're going to talk about every word. That's what we're going to talk about, every word. You know what the Bible says, that man shall not live by bread alone? But Jesus said it, but it was first spoken of and recorded in the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy. He says, talking about the man of God, Moses, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Come on, Brother Moses, make it plain. Break it down for us so that we can understand it. These words have probably been so very quoted very often, but possibly not quite fully understood. I can remember when I was first introduced to it, it gave me the impression of a starving slave or prisoner being rationed a pitiful diet of bread and water. That's the bare minimum of food necessary for survival. And this quote is probably more known in Christendom, spoken from our Lord Jesus when he was being tempted by the devil after 40 days of fasting. Matthew 4:4 records Jesus answered after three temptations, after several temptations, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That was the first or second temptation. This bread spoken of here in scripture is symbolic and metaphors of the true bread, which is Jesus the Christ. The significance is that there must be an ingestion and digestion of this bread, talking about the Christ, being consumed into our very being, and not just bodily, to continue the ongoing process of oneness with God. And Jesus said in John 6:35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Our Lord had to identify the symbolic meaning of the use of bread, being himself. He is the bread. And the need to understand that feeding on the bread that Jesus satisfied the hungry soul. Our Lord made it plain that the earthly baked bread that we know and feed on is never enough to sustain us through all the various seasons of life, trials, tragedies, troubles, and temptations, which are sure to come our way. So we must feed on the bread that our Lord Jesus is in preparation. We can't wait till trouble is there knocking on our door. We got to feast ahead of time. The word of God goes on, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 says, he humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feed you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known. When the great prophet Moses used this metaphor with the children of Israel, he first spoke of the humility that was required first in order for us to receive the bread of God, which is also synonymous with the word of God. Jesus is also described scripturally as the word. 1 John chapter 1 says, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Talking about the Lord Jesus came down from heaven and put on a human flesh body. We must be humble enough, however, to know and admit that every other digestion did not satisfy ourselves, even our soul. This is usually a personal journey of wilderness, as did the children of Israel. While we wandered about through life acquiring bad habits disguised as fun and entertainment that were eventually revealed to be yokes of bondage, addiction, pain, and suffering. The word of God continues, it says, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. We're talking about every word here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, from Deuteronomy 8:3 for your consideration. Here's man of God, Jason Claiborne. And the group atmosphere changes, taking us back to the throne where we give praise, God. Yes, it belongs to you.
Give you up.
Yes, my God, my God. You get all of the praise. It all belongs to you. Sounds of Man of God, Jason Claiborne, and the group Atmosphere Change is giving you all your just due praises. My God, my God. You're going to get it from us right here on this fire gospel experience. We are embracing for your spiritual encouragement on the word of God from Deuteronomy 8:3, talking about every word. You can't live off of just bread and water. You're going to need the word of God to help you. So God does bring us through those harsh seasons. God allows us to suffer our own consequences so that we would be like the prodigal son and come to ourselves. Seek God's face and grace and then turn from our wicked and wandering ways. Amen. We need to consider every word that God has and not pick and choose so that now that we have experienced one of our greatest teachers, which is life itself, guess what, y'all? We now know and understand that half measures avails nothing. We would do ourselves a great injustice when we choose to attempt to be selective about God's holy word. Don't do it. Believing that we can skirt certain scriptures that may not fit into our comfort zone or to our liking. If we are able to obtain the life purposes, destinies, and successes that come with being in oneness with God, we must first apprehend, digest, and apply every word, principle, jot, and tittle to our lives. And we need not worry to understand God's complete word. Jeremiah 3:15 says, "And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." And listen, if that were not enough, we have a double security and conference from God. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that he give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That means with no regret. And it shall be given unto him, because God never requires something of us where he does not supply what we need to accomplish it. Amen. Talking about every word, y'all. I want to thank my special guest. Thank you. Empowerment speaker, educator, author, business owner, and practitioner at Purpose for Wellness, and woman of God, Valerie Stenzel. And then y'all heard Man of God bringing word of inspiration, Danny L. Walker, running for First Ward City Council in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Amen. Support these people. I just want to leave y'all with one final word, and that is, of course, spiritual transformation starts on the inside out and not the outside in. Y'all be blessed. I'm going to leave y'all with woman of God, Danielle Sunny Ryan, because if you're going to live, you might as well go on and live on purpose. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Until next time, I love you, love you, love you. In Jesus, for real, for real, for real. Hallelujah.
Nobody can hold.
Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money.